Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 International Festival of Audiovisual Programmes, also known as FIPA, in Biarritz, France, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Ange Auger, who is the president of the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
So just very simply, I would like to ask as a first question, would you like to introduce FIPA to our listeners and tell us a little bit about it?
Well, FIPA is an international festival that presents the best of audiovisual programs for either fiction or documentary and series. So it's really interesting because usually festivals are more specialized in one of those genres. And so here we have sort of a broad offer of wonderful programs that we've spotted around the world.
So we're talking about anything from film to VR, the new media. Television is also here. Obviously, it can be quite difficult to keep an eye out on what the latest trends in audiovisual are. Is that a challenge?
Yeah, it is a challenge to try to spot the important programs and try not to miss the newest one. You know, the young filmmakers, and we're very very attentive to that. And there's also a big competition between festivals, so we're all competing sometimes for the same films. But it's interesting.
There's so much to talk about, but one of the things that strikes me about this festival is that in its strands, it includes things like VR and films in the same strand. Why is that? What's the idea?
Well, this is actually new to this year, but it was sort of a political, quote-unquote, move. Try to see that, you know, they're all in the same philosophy of documentary, for instance, documenting the world. It's a different tool, but it's like you're having a red pen and a green pen. But of course, it's going to be very difficult to compare those things. So we put it in the same category, but we also have a jury that is specialized for those new ways of describing reality or fiction. And so they will anyway give a prize to these films using these new techniques if the jury of the documentary or the fiction category doesn't give an award to that, because it's very difficult to compare it. But still, I think it was interesting to consider them as real documentary or fiction film.
Yeah, if you don't try it, you'll never know, I guess.
Yeah.
So another challenge, I guess, in putting together a festival on audiovisual programs is that maybe you want to keep an eye on different parts of the world where the interesting things are really happening. For instance, this year I've noticed that there's a focus on Israel.
Every year for the last 5 years, FIPA has been putting light on the creation of a given country. So we had Australia, we had Brazil, we had Spain, I think, and we had Canada. And this year we have a shedding light on the Israeli creation, which is extremely lively, and the series that they produce has been copied, so to speak, in LA, in Hollywood, and they're very, very successful with Netflix and all the new players. They have 17 schools of cinema, which for a small country is really incredible. So they have a particularly lively scene in terms of audiovisual creation.
Yeah. And also the lively atmosphere in this festival is due to the fact that there's a lot of people from the industry, so there's lots of networking opportunities. And would you describe this atmosphere as lively and particularly productive?
Well, we're trying. I think the goal of a festival is a showcase, of course, but it's also sort of a bubble from daily life, either for producers or for filmmakers. Here they don't have to struggle for anything, except, you know, they can see other people's work, which is always important to nourish yourself with what others do, and it's really, I think, very very interesting. And it's also a time for, yes, networking, meeting, even if it doesn't have a direct consequence in the business. You know, we met at FIPA 3 years ago, remember this and that. And And I think that's with, you know, friendship. That's also important. We live in a sort of cruel world. I mean, it's extremely competitive. So here, at the same time, there's the competition for the film, but it's also a time where we're sort of withdrawn from that daily pressure.
Yeah. But do you feel that competitiveness, especially in relation to, I think you mentioned before that there's a lot of other festivals, so it can be very difficult for an individual festival to stand out?
Yeah, I think it's one of the things we have to watch, that we offer something different for everybody. You know, we have industry for the professional in terms of production, where they share their experience. They look for opportunities. They do their networking, and then you have the filmmakers who have to be attended to. I think it's important for a filmmaker. Again, you know, it's a business where you sometimes feel very lonely. So you're out here in the festival, so you're happy because your film has been selected, so it makes you feel good, but then you have to be accompanied during the festival and try to be very festive, which I think is within festival. So that's what we're trying.
In that sense, does the fact that the festival is set in Biarritz help?
Well, I mean, the landscape and the setting is just amazing. I don't live here. I live in Paris. I live in the city. And every time I come here, you know, this view in the morning of the sea and then the rocks and the everything and the waves, and it's just beautiful. Even on a rainy day, which I have to confess happens every year at FIPA, even on a rainy day, it's different. It's you're elsewhere. You're in that bubble that I mentioned.
Yes, exactly. Well, of course, if it rains, then there's more of an opportunity for people to actually go to the cinema and like experience things from FIPA. One last final question is, are you happy with the way things have gone at this edition, which is actually almost over?
Yes, we are nearing the end. Tomorrow going to be the results, and today's the real last day. I think I'm pretty happy. I'm still looking for one of the big events that we start this afternoon, which is the complete series, 13 episodes of a documentary series that's called The Staircase, which was the filmmaker is an old friend of FIPA, and he's a brilliant filmmaker. He was really a pioneer. He started his series about an American crime story in 2002. So way before series were, you know, in the air and sort of an obsession for everybody who goes to a dinner and discusses what series they've seen. So we are showing at the actual 13 episodes.
On one day?
On 2 days. Today's from 4 to midnight and tomorrow from 10 to 3.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.